guess,
yeah. Quick one, Ian, to add to the discussions you had, I'm sure you've done it, but maybe in case if not, this one issue, which is very important to me, has been fallen between the cracks in the discussion, the revision of the whistleblower protection policy and the harassment policy, which is basically retaliation of witnesses and applicants before the tribunals, UN tribunals. We need to make sure that the new SGBE will have a clear reference to the fact that retaliating against applicants and witnesses who actually are involved in the tribunal cases, it is considered, first of all, it's a misconduct, which is nowhere in the rules is said, but is implied. Then the second one, there has to be some protection measures provided. Currently, there is a gap. Nobody provides such protection. In the negotiation of whistleblower protection, we've been promised by administration that it will be dealt through the harassment system. And it may be implicitly dealt with, but it has to be explicitly brought forward, the issue in the SGB. The reason for it is because it follows under a different framework, so to speak. If you go to the tribunals and even if the judge says that you are sort of likely to face retaliation and issues a precautionary measure, there is no entity in the UN that actually will provide such protection. So just we can take it off air, but I just wanted to flag that this important issue should be there in addition to the discussions of the discipline of the investigation SGB as well. That has to be also brought in line. Otherwise, we'll have issues, as we know, quite a few colleagues going to the tribunals that are facing retaliation and they sort of fall between these AGBs.